The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 288, Spy versus Spy.
A spy? Really? What sort of proof do you have?
The only explanation for all the leaks we have is that it has to be a spy.
What sort of leaks?
Whenever we get a tip that a shipment has left Russia, we stop the vessel under international law with NATO forces.
Let me guess. They have no contraband on board.
Exactly. And of course, each time we stop a vessel and find nothing, Russia makes a big stink about it at the UN. We're getting to the point where NATO is questioning our sources.
Ah, like the story of the boy who kept crying wolf. One day, no one believed him, and the wolf got him.
Yes, and we can't let that happen. Watch your step.
First obvious question, who is privy to this information you receive?
Pretty much everyone who works here.
If that's the case, I guess everyone knows why we're here.
Which means your spy would know too.
Unfortunately, that's most likely the case. I've set up this small office for you. It should be adequate for your investigation.
Thank you. This will do fine. First order of business, I'd like a list of all the people who work here.
I can do that. In fact, I'm going to get that information for you right now. When I return, I'll show you to your quarters.
I have to be honest. I didn't expect to hear that everyone knows when a tip comes in.
I know nothing about how your system here works, but I can tell you that doesn't make sense to me.
Something else that doesn't make sense is that just about every embassy has a spy, and each embassy is aware of it. They take the opportunity to feed them false information, or to put it another way, disinformation.
Reminds me of something we did in a similar case. We leaked false information to one person we suspected, and he acted out on it. We had our leak.
That technique works if you have a very limited number of suspects. Starting off, that's something that would be very difficult to manage.
If this were a rage operation, you'd have your spy in no time.
Along with several dead, innocent people.
It makes me wonder if maybe rage has its hands in this situation.
Why would you think that?
Because a country receiving possible nuclear weapons is a very unstable one.
That's very true. It could quite possibly start a world war.
Like I said earlier, this planet isn't very different from all the other ones I know.
No, unfortunately not. War seems to be a universal condition with all civilizations.
So with this particular condition, where do we start?
When Alex brings back the list, we will split it up and begin a background check on everyone.
That could take some time.
There are military personnel here too. Do we investigate them?
Yes, but I would put them at the bottom of the priority list. First on this list would be any locals working for the embassy, followed by the newest members of staff. I think we can put the ambassador last on that list.
Yeah, if we haven't found anyone by the time we get to him, we have pretty much failed.
When Alex returns, we'll get settled and then start on our lists.
I can start with a local civilian.
I'll take the newest employees. Lenora, work with Slane. Hopefully we can find something.
So sure I'd classify this as a road.
It is a little rough.
Well, I don't think this could be any more different. It's as flat as can be for as far as you can see.
Of course, we have roads like this in Virginia, mostly in the Appalachian Mountains. Sounds like a country song.
Don't worry, I'm not going to try and sing it. Where exactly is this place Cliff said we should go?
It's a weigh station used during gator season. Plus, they buy fish from the local fishermen. If anybody knows anything, it'll be there.
I'm just wondering, why did he come here? This is out in the middle of nowhere. They probably don't even have internet access or cell service out here. Alright, I take that back. I have cell service.
Just because it's remote, don't think it's uncivilized. You'll find a lot of good people in small rural towns like this.
Well, I can see some buildings appearing. I guess we'll find out how civilized it really is out here.
I'm beginning to believe either this is a drop point used by Rage, or Meredith spent a lot of time down here. Maybe he came here hunting.
We know that growing up, he didn't like to fish.
But on the other hand, he was an avid hunter. If he was completely unfamiliar with this area, and having grown up in the far north, I'd think he'd be totally out of his element here.
I agree. I grew up in Maine, and this is like an alien world to me. Do you know where this processing station is?
Cliff told me to keep driving until I ran out of road.
Well, that's comforting. Oh, look! I can see open water up ahead. It must be that big white building on the right.
I believe you're right.
Cliff said we need to talk to Troy, right?
That would be correct. However, it won't be we. I need you to stay in the car.
Stay in the car? Why?
We don't know what kind of dealings have been going on here. I'd be more comfortable approaching them as one federal agent rather than two.
I guess there's no need to scare anyone off.
Precisely. Hold down the fort and I'll be right back.
Hey, if you're not back in 15 minutes, I'm coming in.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Hey, Kate. I thought I'd call and check on how things are going with you.
What's going on with you? Aren't you and Pappy supposed to be tracking down a lead in that little town?
Yeah, we're here now. Pappy wanted me to stay in the car while he went in and talked to a lead Cliff gave us. He said two feds going in might scare some people.
In a small, rural area. Yeah, I can see that. Any idea why Meredith would go to a place like that?
Well, we were speculating that he was either familiar with this place or Rage uses it as a transfer point.
Well, if Rage uses it, I doubt the locals would know anything.
That's what I'm thinking. So, how's it going on your end?
The Coast Guard is tracking a suspect headed towards Miami. If it stops in the city, I'll be on a chopper with DEA to track it. They'll have ground forces tailing any car they might use. We're hoping it's a drug run and part of the Lee gang.
That would be amazing. You might even be able to find them and get some valuable information off of them.
That's the hope. So how's it working with Pappy?
I have to confess, I thought I would be constantly waiting on him, but quite honestly, I'm the one having trouble keeping up.
I thought the same thing about Jim when I first met him, but he's like the Energizer Bunny.
Better let you go. I see Pappy is on his way back.
All right. I hope he found something out. Good luck.
You too.
Well, that was interesting.
What did you find out?
Troy remembers Meredith coming here with Cliff. Once he got here, he got into a car with two men in suits.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would someone land on an airstrip that we were able to drive to, then take an airboat across the Everglades to get into a car? I mean, the car could have picked him up at the airstrip.
Troy had the same thought. He said the guy's story was very suspicious, and he said the two that picked him up were way out of their element.
I guess two guys in suits would look a little suspicious. So why do you think Meredith didn't have these guys pick him up at the airstrip?
I think it was a matter of overprecaution. Ivan said that this strip is known for drug drops. Maybe Ray's thought it would be under surveillance. So they moved the pickup point.
So that puts us back to square one.
On the contrary, it's pass go and collect $200. Troy thought it was so odd that he jotted down the license plate number of their car.
You're kidding. That's awesome.
I thought so. Let's get back to the office and start a trace on these plates. This may be the break we've been waiting for.
Sir, the shuttle is now en route to the asteroid belt.
Very well. Stay on course. We'll alter our speed once they give us the all clear.
Aye, sir. Maintaining current speed and direction.
Let's hope those tracking devices the captain put in his cargo work.
And if they do work, the ship doesn't detect them and send them off into space.
Yeah, I can see us chasing a floating transponder.
You mean like when we thought we were chasing Hanukkah and we were really chasing the shuttle Joe Mack was in?
Yeah, something like that.
I think this time we can tell the difference between a floating transponder and Zardoz's ship.
How can you do that?
When the transponder spins, you can detect a fluctuation in the signal. We didn't see it on that shuttle because it was inside and stable.
I see. Then I suggest you keep an eye out for a wibbly-wobbly signal.
We have to find the signal first, and that's one of the main reasons why we sent the shuttle ahead of us.
I just hope they didn't run into fighters from Zardoz's raiding party. He's got to know the IDF wouldn't just sit by.
Especially since the ship has diplomats aboard. That ship should have had an IDF escort.
I agree. I'm betting heads will roll after this.
I seriously doubt that someone will be beheaded for this, Liam.
Not in the literal sense. It's an expression we use for somebody is in big trouble.
I agree with you, Liam. The corridor between Baldabar and the Titan system has never been totally secure. Portal-wise, it's the only way in and out.
Makes you wonder why precautions weren't taken.
I'm guessing they didn't want anyone to know the diplomats would be on board. It's pure coincidence they were on the ship Zardoz targeted.
The fact that he let them go says a lot. He's just after the cargo. He could have easily captured the diplomats and held them for ransom.
That would mean he would have to deal with the IDF or with Titan authorities. The distance and time involved to do that is too much.
Plus, he would be exposing himself to the authorities. It's easier to steal the cargo rather than face charges of kidnapping and extortion.
That makes sense. He could possibly have not only the IDF after him, but forces from Titan too.
Captain, I just lost the signal from our shuttle.
Hopefully that means they've picked up the transponder signal and have gone into cloaking mode. Shuttle 1, this is Mercury. Did you just pick up the transponder?
Copy that. We'll remain in cloaking mode to avoid detection. We will also maintain radio silence. We will contact you once we determine their destination.
Copy that. We'll wait to hear from you. Mercury out.
Good. Hopefully they'll be able to determine Zardoz's destination. I'd rather approach him on land than risk a firefight. This ship isn't designed for that.
I concur. I'm not real anxious to go in for repairs again. Let's hope they can track him, and we can get this over with quickly.
But I've been digging into these agents, but I hadn't found anything yet. You found anything on the one agent who was supposed to be somewhere else, the guy who took off his glasses?
Yeah, I'm still working on him. His records look way too clean.
Wait a minute, what do you mean, too clean?
I mean, he never did anything. He has no social media presence, only one address his whole life. I don't see any violations, not even a parking ticket.
Sounds like it's a fake identity. The less you can find about a person, the more they seem fake.
I'm beginning to feel the same way, Sam. I've been doing this a long time, and I've never seen anyone so uninvolved. He's not showing any organizations he belonged to, any kind of outside work activity, nothing.
I say we get this guy and play some fun hunging games with him. Like, which digit would you like to lose first?
Now, Sam, you know we don't do things like that here.
Maybe not here, but some of your enemies do.
Well, that's them. We don't do that. I need to see what Holiday has on him.
Well, good luck with that. He's the one who asked us to find out something about him.
Jim, you're calling me on my private line. This must be important.
Unfortunately, I don't have any news for you. We've been researching the Homeland agent you guys identified. He's squeaky clean. And by squeaky, I mean way too clean. His record is too perfect.
We came to the same conclusion. That's why I wanted you to research him. I just wanted fresh eyes on him.
So what do you want to do with him?
All I can do for now is to keep close tabs on him.
Why was he shown to be in Indiana when he was in Chicago?
Some sort of internal operation. Supposedly it was to eliminate him from being in Chicago, most likely to protect his undercover identity.
What bothers me is that this guy who went to great length to conceal his identity, right in the middle of a raid, he takes off his sunglasses and reveals himself.
But reveals himself to whom?
Not to someone else, maybe somebody he really works for.
So are you saying that he was maybe sending a signal?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Maybe it was a signal to say, no weapons here, abort.
I like the way you think, Jim. Maybe you'd like to follow your partner's footsteps and work for us.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'd like that, but I'm too close to retiring to start a new job. Speaking of my old partner, have you heard from her lately?
Yes, it seems that there is something coming up from the south that the Coast Guard is closely monitoring. If it's a drug run, they're not going to interdict, but follow it to its destination.
I see. They're hoping that it will lead to the Lees.
Exactly. I'll let you know what develops. In the meantime, I guess you still have team members to vet.
Yeah, but we're almost through all of them. I believe this one guy is our only person of interest.
Very well. Keep me in the loop.
I will. Thanks.
Did I understand that something is going on with Sis?
Yeah, it sounded like something was happening.
Well, the Coast Guard's tracking a suspicious shipment coming up from the south. They're hoping it's a drug run.
I see. So they suspect it might be connected to her case?
Yeah, but if they dock in Miami, there will be teams in the air and the ground to follow the shipment.
That sounds like a fun day. A lot more fun than we're having.
Barnes and Merritt, can I help you?
This is John. Let me talk to Jim.
It's McMillan, line one.
Hey, John, what's up?
Do you have anything yet on the crew I was with?
I just got off the horn with Homeland. They don't know anything yet, either. All of your team looks clean.
Even Mr. Sunglasses?
Yeah, even Mr. Sunglasses. In fact, he looked way too clean.
As in, fabricated backstory?
That's our conclusion. Is there any DNA on file for this guy?
No, but I'll do my best to collect some. If he is on the other side, I need to find out what his connection to Kolkoff is.
I do too. I'll keep you posted. You do the same.
You got it.
We're getting close to the asteroid field.
I hope we can stay on his trail. I'm not looking forward to going through the Baldabar portal again. Seems like it's getting rougher every trip.
Yeah, you try going through it when you have no control of your ship. And you know you're going to burn up in Baldabar's atmosphere.
No thanks, Jomac. You can keep that one.
I still don't see anything on the radar.
I think it's safe to assume that he'll head for the asteroid field. That seems to be his briar patch.
Well, if he thinks he's the only roo in the top paddock, he's got another thing coming.
Transponder relative bearing now minus 15 degrees.
Copy. Turning to port 20 degrees for intercept.
This transponder is directional only, so I don't know how far out they are.
Just keep the pedal to the metal, Gabby. Once we're in range, we can follow them on the radar.
So what's our plan of attack?
No attack. Just observe.
I was speaking idiomatically.
Wow, have you been reading Webster's again?
Oh, come on, Gabby. You know it wouldn't be Webster's. It'd be the Australian Macquarie Dictionary. But I must say, Skipper, I'm bloody impressed.
Yeah. Back to me question. Do you have a plan?
We're going to tail them at a distance, just in case he has fighter escorts.
Even though the ones we encountered had no skills.
They have a ship full of loot. They may fight with a little more enthusiasm. We follow them until we can ascertain their destination. He's either going to his home base, or he's going somewhere to distribute the loot.
You mean like fence it?
They can't do much with the kind of cargo they go after. There aren't any gold shipments or payrolls. They have to be selling this stuff somewhere. Marco, what are the habitable planets or moons on the other side of this belt?
That looks to be a very viable candidate.
Really? Who would that be?
The site of your first solo ride tied up in the shuttle.
Cali?
Yeah, that'd be my first guess. They're not hostile to raids there.
From what I remember, they're pretty hard up for goods there. That's why there were street fights and gambling.
Yeah, and isn't that where we met you, Marco?
Yeah, I was about to make a little score when you guys pulled me away from there.
Well, I think it worked out well for you.
Yeah, I suppose so. I just got a radar ping. Same bearing as the transponder.
Mercury, Shuttle 1 on TACCOM 1. We have radar contact with Zardoz's ship. Present course suggests that their destination is Cali. Shuttle 1 out.
This is quite a list of civilian employees.
What sort of numbers are we looking at?
I have a list of 35 civilian employees. I'm taking the newest members, and the Renora is taking the long-time employees.
Excellent. Once you've gone through your list, you can help me.
What exactly are you looking for?
Anything that looks out of place. See if any of these workers has a social network presence.
But I don't speak the language.
Look at photographs. If you don't see a lot of gatherings with friends and family, or there are very few posts, dig deeper. You could always cut and paste into a translator. Or you can convert text into audio file and use your IDF translator.
Our translators have this language?
Yes, it's listed as Azerbaijani or Azeri. It's a form of Turkish. Director Cage made sure it was loaded into our translators.
Good, because I don't think I could take on anything else to learn.
Okay, look at this guy. He does have a social network page. There appears to be several photos of family here and quite a friends list.
So I suppose I should check some of these friends and try to determine if they are real.
Yeah, you take the first five, I'll take the next five. That should be a good enough sample.
I can do that.
How's everything going?
We're just getting started. You have quite a few people working here.
Yes. We have very strong diplomatic relations with Azerbaijan. You'll find our employees are very diverse.
Yes, I have noticed that. Tell me, do you have a designated spy here?
I'm sorry?
When I was in Kyiv, the embassy there said that they knew who the spies were that embedded with them, and other embassies were aware of their spies.
I don't think that's the case here. I'm not aware of any spies within the embassy.
The Russian presence is pretty heavy here.
Yes, there are a lot of Russian tourists, and a lot of the workers are of Russian descent. This was part of the USSR as far back as 1920, but it broke free with the collapse of the Soviet Union. It joined the UN in 1992.
I know next to nothing about these countries, or any countries as a matter of fact, but it seems to me that if these arms are coming from Russia, then it would make sense to look at these Russian workers. They could be the ones receiving intelligence from your spy and forwarding it to Russia.
That's pretty much what we suspect, Lenora.
I don't suppose any of these civilian employees are former Russians.
We don't know of any. Now, some of them may have Russian ancestry, but short of doing an ancestral DNA test, we have no way of finding out.
I say we line them all up and swab their cheeks.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. In order to work here, everyone goes through a vetting process. That's what makes this so very hard. Everyone checks out.
If you're certain that there is a spy, then not everyone was thoroughly vetted. Someone slipped through the cracks.
We're not going to find them sitting here talking about it. Let me have the next one, Slane.
Shouldn't that be, let me have the next one, dear? I mean, we have an image to maintain.
How would you like to taste the business end of this stapler?
Now, you really sound like a married couple.
If it's all the same to you, I kind of like the bachelor life.
Well now, it looks like you'll have to set aside your squabbling for now.
What do you have?
A text just came in. A suspected Russian shipment is right off the coast, headed for Iran. The UN is responding. We're going to join them by helicopter.
Will Simon's crew be able to intercept a Russian ship loaded with arms? Will Thornton and Scarlet be able to track McMillan? Now that Zardoz is being tracked by radar, will he be able to elude the Mercury crew? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Tractors and Plows.